Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. For more information, go to openingtoecstasy.com or openlivenow.com. And now here's your host, Lynette McKenzie.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Opening to Ecstasy. And yes, it is a beautiful life. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie, and we have a fabulous show for you today. Our guest is a woman who is riled up to change the world. Tambra Hark is a guide for women who are struggling, frustrated, disappointed, hiding, or just feeling like they're faking it. If you know in your heart that there is something more for you to do, be, have, give in the world, if you know that your life is meant for something and you feel the frustration and unrest of not living it now, then stay tuned for the next hour and Tambra Hark will guide you from living small as a victim to claiming your true self and living large in the glory of your own light. I love Tambra. And I realized I was talking without breathing, so I'm going to take a breath. Ah, that's better. I invite everybody to take a breath with me. So I love Tambra, and I'm thrilled with her topic today. And I've been hurdling the gap in my own being between being the magnificently powerful, beautifully connected healer that I am and the terrified, lowly victim story that I've played out for 40 years. And when I chose to begin the business Opening to Ecstasy, it was because I knew what it's like to live in hell, and I know what it's like to shed that and to be in ecstasy. And I knew there were women out there who needed me, women who need to heal from sexual wounds and shame, women who are in pain in their bodies and in their hearts and in their minds. And the call for me to lead them from hell to hell yeah was so strong that I had to say yes. And then I shrunk back. And I became ashamed to be seen, ashamed to really show up and be myself publicly. And when people would ask me about my business, I became tongue-tied and changed the subject. And this led me out of Opening to Ecstasy and back into the mental and emotional hell. And hallelujah, I'm back. And I'm here to tell you that you can live in ecstasy. It's not what's happening to you, it's how you are being. And I figured out how to be in a place of absolute ecstasy in bed, business, relationships, and beyond. And when it's a way of being, you can be it everywhere, every day. If you want to learn more about this, email me at Lynette, L-Y-N-N-E-T, at openingtoecstasy.com. You can also find this contact information at openlivenow.com. Now let's all take another big breath. Tune into the sensations in your heart and your body in this moment. And give a great big welcome to our fabulous guest, Tambra Hark. Welcome, Tambra.
Thank you. Just hearing you talk about what we're going to be exploring today on the show, I had chills. And I think I might have even written what you wrote.
I got off of your website the top piece of that about what you work with in women because it was perfect. And you want to give the information where people can go to that? Is that on a – I got it on an email. But
You know, I sent it out. I wrote this and I blasted it everywhere because I was really riled up. So you could find it – which should we tell them, on Facebook or my blog? You know what? The best place is probably going to be to find it on my blog. And you can find that by going to TambraHark.com. My name is spelled T-A-M-B-R-A-H-A-R-C-K.com. Click on the button for blog, And the article that we're talking about just posted yesterday, and it's called Ready to Stop It. Ready to stop it?
I am ready to stop it, so you lead the way.
Yeah, and you know, I loved writing it. I feel in the article I wrote about how there's a that getting riled up is powerful, and I'm not making a fight out of it, which is what we usually do when we get riled up, right? You find somebody out there to make your enemy or make yourself your enemy, and now you're in a fight. No, this is like a fire in my belly kind of riled up. And the feeling I had when it was really beginning to stir is I remembered years ago doing one of the most extraordinary things I've ever done in my life, which was to hop in a helicopter on the Big Island of Hawaii with a couple of really close friends that I did a lot of mystical studies with. And the four of us, with plus the helicopter driver, of course, or pilot, flew over the active volcano, and that part was kind of interesting, but it was a little bit steamy, and you couldn't quite see what was really happening in there because of the condensation in the air. But then he took us down over the lava pouring fresh into the ocean, and you could see the red-hot lava. You could see where it was turning, where it was cooling off in the air and turning black right away. And you could see what happened when it poured into the ocean and a billow of steam came up as new earth was being formed. That's the kind of riled up I feel. It's like that volcano pouring out to create new earth. And it is pretty damn exciting.
That's fantastic. So instead of being riled up where it's a war inside yourself, you have both sides working together for the same cause.
Yes, and let me tell you, the part of what inspired this conversation that we're going to have today and the article we're talking about was that I was having a conversation yesterday morning with a colleague and friend of mine who is just an extraordinary woman. Her name's Jacqueline Haddon, and she's a visionary philanthropist. And we were talking about what we're both engaged with, and when I started telling her what was going on, you know, with my work and my business and how riled up I was, she said something really fabulous to me. And she said, you know what, Tambra, I've been studying manifestation. Like, I've been reading it to see how better to structure my work and my, you know, global outreach. And she said, and one of the things I discovered that I didn't know is that anger, that the emotion of anger, the energy of anger, is actually one of the energies that kind of, like, lights manifestation on fire. She said, honey, you are going to change the world. You just stay all riled up because this is time. So I feel like I have permission to be riled up.
Absolutely. When you give yourself permission, you have it.
I guess, yeah.
That is beautiful, Tambra. So normally, before I do a show, I get, talking points and questions from the guest, and I didn't do that with you, and I know that you hadn't sent them, and I sat and I thought, well, we'll just talk about what comes up, because you're so easy to talk to, and I love whatever you have to say, really. We have a few minutes before the first break, and for those who are listening who might not know what you mean by, you know, stop it, you're not a victim, could you explain a little bit about that?
Absolutely. You know, I think that it's an easy habit to fall into for any one of us to look at the circumstances of our life or a moment. Just look at the circumstances of a moment or consider how our moods or our finances or our job or if you're self-employed like I am and like Lynette is, at our, you know, client base or or if your kid is sick or you're sick or a car accident happened, you can look at any of those things or you could look at the way you were raised or the circumstances of, you know, whatever and say, all those things are stacked against me and no matter how much I try, I still can't get up. I can't get over these things. And I am tired of allowing that and participating in that lie because you can, not only can, it's your transformational destiny to get up over being in any way a victim. And I mean victim in any way. Like if you think that somebody else has power over you, not true. If you think that your the way you were raised determines how you get to live today, not true. If you are in a relationship that is somehow disgruntled or struggling or challenged at this time, and that's what's holding you back, not true. If your finances are in the gutter, or if your finances are soaring, and you're making either of those things responsible for how you feel or how you show up in the world, also not true. And so when I say stop it, I'm saying let's stop lying to ourselves and each other, and let's stop pretending that we are anything less than extraordinary human beings with a great potential for living and creating and partnering and contributing in ways that are far beyond what virtually anyone on the planet does today. And I want us to each take personal responsibility for doing that and take hands and do it together.
Fabulous, Tambra. That's certainly worth being riled up about. Mm-hmm. I mean, what else could there be when we're living that victim story, then we're trapped in repeating that endlessly and we have no freedom. We get free of that and then all things become possible. And I look forward to continuing this conversation after this commercial break. We'll be right back.
Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Is Egypt calling you? Are you dreaming of taking a spiritual pilgrimage to one of the most magical destinations on the planet? Being in Egypt immerses you in the realm of infinite possibilities. The veils are thinner, your connection to your full potential more accessible, and your heart opens more easily. Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, exploring the sacred temples in exclusive visits, and cruising down the Nile on a luxurious sailing yacht. If you're interested in travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman, author of The Temples of Light, for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt this November. Call for more information, 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Yeah. Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. You can find me at openlivenow.com. And today, we're having a fantastic conversation with spiritual mentor Tambra Hark. She's also an author. She's written this wonderful book, Sacred Truths, An Unveiled Path to an Abundance of Joy, Meaning, and Love. And I have this book, and when I read it, and then I've often just picked it up and just open it randomly. And when I read it, I get such a feeling of peace. So I highly recommend that book. Tambra, can you tell people how to get your book?
Sure. And thank you for that. The best way is to go to my website, TambraHark.com, and in the menu bar there, you'll see book as one of the links. And my name is spelled again, TambraHark.com.
Fabulous. And I'm so excited about the topic today. Mm-hmm. I have been going through breakthroughs of my own yesterday and today. And I had, I was going to do work this morning, and I did some. And then I was just in a foul mood, and I had felt that way yesterday, just a sense of anxiety, and had a breakthrough. And then today, the anxiety was coming up again. I thought, oh, my God, I just got through this. And so I went to the beach instead, and it was a perfect day at the beach. And on the Oregon coast, you don't get a whole lot of those where it's not cold and windy. It was so warm and so beautiful. And I just, with my best friend, who's an amazing coach, I just stood there and claimed who I am. And again, that whole realization of how you can have all this story going on in your mind all the time, even if it's not coming out of your mouth. If you pay attention, it's probably coming out of your mouth too. But have this story, and that it's all a bunch of BS. And the truth is that I'm powerful. You're powerful. We're all powerful. We all can create our lives absolutely. And I'm just excited to hear more from Tambra about how to go from being, how to stop it. So, Tambra, how do we stop being a victim?
Stop it. I also feel as riled up as I feel. I also feel like there's a great deal of benefit in laughter. So I want to say that, it can seem like it might seem, if you are actually struggling and you're hearing this, that I'm being callous or uncaring because I'm adding some joviality to, joviality to what can be really difficult topics, and difficult to feel things. But actually, laughter is one of the things that can help shift the energy. So it's partly why I do it. I do it on purpose. And I also do it because I am personally so relieved when I can remember not to be so bloody serious.
Absolutely.
lighten up already. So, so on the laughter note, there is a Bob Hartley cartoon character or skit that I think is on, it might have been from Saturday Night Live. But anyway, I was saying stop it to somebody. They told me about this video, and I went and watched it, and it's hilarious. He plays a psychiatrist. He tells people, the woman comes in to be the patient, and she says, here's my problem. And he said, well, let's talk about how you work first. Here's my fees, and here's how long I work. And it was like 3 minutes for $5 or something like that. And you have to pay in advance, and then you'll be done. And his methodology is this. She starts to say something. He says, stop it. He might say, but you don't understand, like, my car broke down and I don't have any money. And he says, stop it. And, I just got diagnosed with this illness, and he says, stop it. And my boyfriend broke up with me, and he says, stop it. And I don't know what the real things are. I'm saying what people say to me.
Yeah.
I sprained my ankle, and I only have this pair of shoes to wear. Stop it. But all my clients left. Stop it. So really, on one level, stop it means just that. Stop telling the stories as if you were Eeyore in the Winnie the Pooh story. Stop telling how woe is you that life has just done you wrong, because frankly, we're all kind of tired of the story. It's not true, so stop perpetuating it. Really. And I say that with love. I say it with so much love, because if I didn't love you, if I didn't care, First of all, I wouldn't be talking about it at all. I'd just be living my life instead of saying, get off it. I say it because there's so much potential for each one of us to live extraordinary lives. And whether you do that because you feel vitally awake and alive and dynamic in your own life, or you do it because you love connecting with your family or your friends, or because there's some creative endeavor you want to be doing, or you want to travel the world, or you want to serve the world, whatever it is that thing is that is you, that is your spark of brilliance, that is the thing that has you feel vitally alive and awake, needs you to stop talking about yourself in ways that are demeaning, diminishing, and disturbing. It's not really the word I was going to say, but I mean it sincerely. Stop it.
That's fantastic, Tamara. And I realized yesterday, and then deepened that realization today, that one thing that was keeping me from stopping it was that I was very identified with the story. I felt that all these stories, that was who I am, who I was. And that as long as I had those two confused, then I'd feel like the stopping it was like stopping being myself and or cutting off myself in some way. And if someone didn't want to, you know, relate to me on the story level, I'd feel like it was some sort of, you know, rejection or slight. And once I became aware of that, I went, wow, and I could see what I was doing. And it's like, okay, that is not me. I am not that story. I'm not any of the things that have happened in my life. I'm not any of these circumstances, you know. You know,
exactly.
I am not here any of now.
Yes. Yay!
Yeah. And I identified with the power and the light and the. I realized that when I would talk about things that had happened that were stories of, you know, abuse or hardship or whatever, that I'd put all this emphasis and intensity in it when inside and I'd really feel it. And then if something could happen, I'd kind of just talk, you know, more contained and more businesslike and all that. And my friend was so wonderful. She asked if she could mirror back to me. And I was like, yes, please. And she said that to me. She said that I was putting all this intensity when I talk about, you know, the challenges that had happened and all that. And then when I would talk about the amazing things that happened or when I would or anything about that would show my gifts that I have to share with the world and all of that, then I would just kind of contain myself in this really small container and be really calm and quiet about it. So it's like, okay, you know, put intense in the excitement where you want to be, where you choose to be.
Yeah, let's flip the scale a little bit here.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, and I, as you're saying that, I'm realizing that, you know, people could think that I'm saying don't talk about what ails you. And in part I am. I'm also not saying that there isn't healing to do by some remembrance. But sometimes we get so habituated to the story or the how somebody done you wrong or the shame or the wound or the abuse that we live under the shadow of that and we give all our power over to it. And that's what I'm saying stop it to.
Absolutely. So beautifully said. You know, and I had this realization yesterday and I had a client come and we were laughing really hard, which I knew was that she really needed and I loved it too. It was fantastic. And became this other person. And then when she started telling her story, she became small and shrunken and mm-hmm. started repeating the same words, you know, the same story, the same words, the same tone, the same facial expression. And, you know, she did that like 10 different times and I didn't have your little stop it.
Uh-huh.
But I would just point out and go, oh, there it is, you know, as soon as she'd get that tone, you know, and that look on her face. And then we could go back and then we'd laugh, you know, every time I'd put it out to her, then we'd both laugh together again.
That's great.
It was just so insidious. Well,
what you're talking about too, I am really riled up about this, and so what happens, I know, is that, you know, when you put your attention on something, that's what you attract, and so that's true about what we're talking about with the stop it. It's also true about where I'm riled up. So in the last number of weeks or months, I have virtually everyone who has come past my window, so to speak, is a reflection of this piece. And one of the things that I ended up saying to somebody a couple of weeks ago, one of my clients that I talked that is an intense process with me right now, and because she's taking huge leaps in her work and in her personal life. And she was back on the, but you don't understand about my childhood and, you know, the little girl and how daddy did this. And what I eventually came to say to her, and I want to offer this to everybody, is that I'm not saying don't ever, ever, ever talk about it. I'm saying that if there's something that's up for you, that's attracting your attention, that is like calling out for an opportunity of healing, contain that by working with a trusted person. Like, work with Lynette, work with me, work with your priest or your counselor at school or a therapist. Like, find someone who is the container, and then don't talk about it with anyone else. Don't bring it to your spouse or your loved ones. Don't bring it to your kids. It's not their job to take care of this. Don't bring it to your girlfriends. Stop talking about it all over the place, and only bring it to the place where you're being facilitated in transcending it.
Fantastic, Tambra. That is perfect advice. That is absolutely perfect advice.
I'm so inspired by myself.
So it's time for a 3-minute break. And
again, already?
I know. The time goes fast. Talking with Tambra is fabulous. And just quickly before we go, how could they find more information about you?
You know, you can find just about anything and everything about me at TambraHark.com. And I'll spell that again. It's TambraHark.com.
Fabulous. We'll be right back.
Ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit openlivenow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
As many as 96% of Americans are extremely deficient in iodine. Hi, this is Paul from Seeing Earth Nutrition. Thankfully, there's a simple step many of us are already taking to help boost the protective benefits of iodine within the thyroid and literally every cell within our body, Emerald C. Emerald C is a rich and rare natural source of iodine from the most nutrient-dense species of seaweed on the planet. If there's enough iodine in our bodies, radioactive fallout is no longer able to concentrate in the thyroid and it will simply pass through. This is just one of the many benefits of natural, food-based iodine. It not only helps to ensure proper operation of the thyroid and our entire endocrine system, it helps to protect this vital gland from the dangers of radioactive fallout. Knowing this, we can take prudent, precautionary steps to protect ourselves and loved ones from any potential radioactive dangers, including those we already face every day. To purchase Emerald C, visit C, that's S-E-A, and earth.com.
Lynette McKenzie is on a mission to raise the resonance of the listeners, inspire them to heal their wounds, and live their passion. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul, features renowned healers, teachers, and change agents who are leading the way in advanced thought in the areas of sex, spirit, finding your purpose, living your passion, and befriending your body. Opening to Ecstasy, Live with Lynette, Radio for Your Body and Soul will enliven you, give you hope, expand your mind, and put the sparkle in your eyes. This talk radio show addresses serious issues while remaining lighthearted and fun. Lynette is masterful at combining humor and energy-raising techniques to give listeners an instant energetic boost and a heartfelt smile. If you're ready to open to ecstasy and expand your mind, tune in, tune on, and get live with Lynette. Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, go to OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Opening to Ecstasy, and we're having a fabulous conversation with Tambra Hark. That's TambraHark.com, TambraHark.com. She is a wonderful spiritual author, teacher, mentor, and she's sharing with us today how to stop it, that we're not victims. And she just covered some ways for stopping it, and then going to a place where if you're going to talk about the things that need to be healed in your life, that you have a container for that and you don't bring it to the rest of your life. And then we were just moving into, we're going to talk about shifting your focus. And that's why I went to the beach today. It was so beautiful. And I just said, that's it. You know, when I can feel that coming up, it's like I'm shifting my focus. And as I strengthen that muscle, I'll be able to do it faster and faster. But today I needed to go to the beach. And while I was there, I just screamed out to the ocean. The waves took off my shoes. And I actually took off my shirt, too. And nobody else was around. And I decided, if there is somebody, I guess they're getting a free show. And ran out in the water just screaming that, you know, I love myself, I'm powerful, I have a gift to give. And just really, I got into the cold water because I was like, let's shock myself out of this, you know, like I've had enough.
That's
and
great.
It was wonderful. It was so fun.
Ooh, I got shivers just thinking about that. The cold water of the ocean in Oregon. Brr.
It was actually a really warm day. It was a really warm day.
Yeah, that doesn't mean the water was warm.
No, the water was not warm. The water was warm. But it got me screaming and hollering and got me in my body and laughing, and my friend was with me, and it was absolutely fabulous. Mm. So you have a lot to share about using your desire to get into alignment with this shift that we're talking about. So... Mm. Please, guide us.
Yeah, you know, so, you know, when I say shift your focus, it's almost like you could, like, imagine this. Imagine, I've never done this before, but imagine that you're sitting in, a great theater. It's your own private theater, and you're in charge of the projector. And the movie that you're playing, when you feel crappy, or like you're victim, or you're struggling, or you're disappointed, or you're, you know, in a perpetual sense of, I can't ever quite get past my challenges. Whatever way it comes through to you, know that in this metaphor, you are the one who's in charge of the projector, and you turned on that tape. You made the reel, you put it in the machine, and you pressed play, and you've let that whole movie cloud your and inform your being. So imagine for a moment you realize, oh, I'm the one playing this story. I could change the reel and literally walk over there. Literally. I mean, my publicist says, I hate when people say that because you don't mean literally. Okay, figuratively, metaphorically, imagine, like physically, imagine yourself reaching your arms out, pressing the stop button on the projector, pulling that tape off, putting it aside or in the shredder or somewhere, and choosing the one that shows your light, that shows your connection to your unique expression of the divine, that shows your embodied experience of vitality and aliveness, and that hones you into your true desire, and then pick that tape up, that reel, and put it onto the projector and press play. And now that is filling the screen. When you do this, and I'm saying this like you might be like, oh, yeah, right. But I'll tell you what, they've done studies that our imagination really does change our makeup. It changes your mind. When you focus on higher things, there's a brilliant, funny man in L.A. named Mark Waldman, who is a neuroscientist of some sort. And I had an amazing conversation with him, really funny. He's like Tigger with a brain. He's very funny. Very energetic. And he and his partner study activity that happens in the brain and then what the brain does with its communication to the body. When you focus on something that is of a higher nature, that's uplifting and inspiring to you, it changes the wiring of your brain. It changes the molecular it changes the way the hormones that are generated by different parts of your brain actually function. This is extraordinary. It means that if you believe in God and you focus on God as love, as divine creator, as having your back, and you focus on that higher perspective of God, it changes you. If you love the ocean, as we heard Lynette just did, and I'm not saying that God and the ocean are the same thing, unless they are to you, which they are to me, but if you focus on the ocean and you know that the ocean just nourishes you and it has you feel uplifted and transported, and you focus on that as something that lifts you up, it changes you. And it will help you change the movie reel when you do that. It really does. That's exactly what changing the movie reel does. And the piece that I really want to get us to is that one of the things that you can do here is to focus on something that you truly desire. Most women I meet today, and I have this sneaky suspicion that most of your listeners are women, Lynette, I could be wrong, but I suspect that most of the women I meet today feel something awakening in them, some desire of wanting to live a beautiful life, a resourceful life, a life in honor of spirit, a life of, and men want this too, I just happen to be meeting a lot of women, are having a feeling of being called to somehow serve in the world in a bigger way than they do, and often in a bigger way than they can even fully imagine. If you can put your attention on that, that's desire of the highest sort. If you put your attention on that and you let yourself fall in love with it, now you've shifted, you've changed the reel. You've shifted your focus, you've changed the movie reel, and you're able to see through a new lens. You're able to see the grace of the challenges that exist in your life. I'm not saying challenges don't exist. I'm saying that if you stop focusing on them as the reasons why you can't have or be or live or give what you want, now you've given all your power away. If instead you say, oh, and these challenges are growing me, or that could have been a challenge, but I'm really just skating right through it. I'm growing. Great. You change the reel, it changes your whole perspective. And you focus on your desire, and it uplifts what's possible from everything here forward. And I watch this happen every single day with every single client I work with. And I am never at a loss for the experience of marveling at the magic of it. It's not magic, and it's magic.
Yes. Yes, it is the most amazing thing that we can control our state. We can control our state of being. And when you do that, then what you create in life. You know, when I started opening to ecstasy, the idea was, well, it was an inspiration. I know sexually that kind of orgasms that go on for hours and hours and hours, just building and building or staying incredibly high, shooting off through the cosmos and, you know, like screaming beyond screaming and just absolute ecstatic bliss and pleasure. And I had the experience of actually eating an apple and having an orgasm, and I was really surprised by that. And I started realizing that, especially after I'd had this accident where I was in chronic pain and having disability, and then I went out in the yard and I just started opening up to everything that I love, everything that I could do instead of thinking what I couldn't do. Mm-hmm. And I realized that when I would make love, that you can have the same stimulation and you can experience that stimulation as anything from painful, annoying, blasé, pretty good, you know, fantastic, absolutely out of this world, incredible, you know, amazing, endless pleasure. You know, there's this whole range, the same stimulation, and that it was that way with every moment of life, that level of ecstasy was available to me, and it was what I was focusing on was the things that I actually didn't like, and then I'd complain about them and be upset about them without realizing that it was my focus. That it's kind of like saying our focus is like what we're saying yes to. So I was saying yes to the things that I didn't want instead of saying yes to the things that I really want, that I do desire.
Mm-hmm. You got it, sister. That's it. That's it. And people will say, you know, oh, but you don't understand, as if their problem or their challenge is greater than anyone else's. And I'll tell you, one of the ways that I came about this is that I lived most of my life without having a conscious understanding of it. I lived most of my life with a belief that I was essentially unlovable. And I didn't know that that was the veil I was living behind. I just knew that, you know, I would often be disappointed, or I would often feel rejected, or I would often feel like the odd man out, or, you know, look at others and say, God, I feel this desire in me, but why are they living it? And those were all ways to, for me, to be having an outer experience of being unlovable. But when I started to come into my consciousness around it and healing that perspective, I could look at some of the things that I'd been telling myself my whole life. Like, for instance, in 1959, when my mother was a teenager and she got pregnant with me, she and my father weren't yet married. And in 1959, that was not such a great thing to do. Her church, her family's church, came to her family and said, we want to send her away to live in another community. She can go to church with, go live with a family in another church until she has the baby and give the baby up for adoption. And that'll all be fine. Well, my mother was 17 years old, and she said, no, this is my baby. I'm not going to give my baby away.
Then we're going to have to tell the rest of that story after the commercial break.
Right.
So stay tuned. We're going to hear the rest of Tambra's story, and I'll go back to continuing our focus from stopping being a victim. See you in a minute.
Stop it.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you ever get so frazzled you find it difficult to function? Many people are experiencing more stress and fear than ever. When we react from this place of fear and stress, we end up damaging relationships and creating more grief in our lives. Lynette McKenzie has a solution for you. The Energy Emergency Toolkit. 10 easy tools to go from frazzled to fantastic in 5 minutes. Visit OpenLiveNow.com and download your free Energy Emergency Toolkit and go from frazzled to fantastic now.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat. and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Opening to Ecstasy. I'm your host, Lynette McKenzie. You can find me at openlivenow.com. We're talking today with Tambra Hark. She's a spiritual author, teacher, and mentor. And she's talking with us today about just stopping being a victim. And before we went to break, she was in the midst of a story. And so, Tambra, I'm going to ask you to just recap the story you were telling and take it from there.
Great. And so when I started to wake up to the idea that I'd been living my whole life with the belief that I was essentially unlovable, and this went into my business, my marriage, my friendships, my everything. And one of the things I've always known about my life is that my mother and father weren't married yet when I was born. And not only that, my mother was a teenager when she got pregnant with me, which today we don't have nearly the onus on. But in 1959, when she got pregnant with me, this was not a happy event. The church that she belonged to tried to get her family to send her to live somewhere else and give me up for adoption and then come back like nobody was going to know that she'd even had a baby. And she refused. She knew she was having a child that she really wanted, and she knew that she was in love with my father and that he would be returning, and when he did, they would get married. So one day she goes to church, and I had just been born, and they're having a meeting about kicking her out of the church, and which is a very unchristian-like behavior, if you ask me, and yet it was a Christian church. And here she was, a shy teenager and not known for public speaking even to this day, and she stood up in front of the whole congregation and said, "This is not for you to decide. My relationship between me and God is between me and my God, and God loves my child. And I love my child. It's not for you to decide." And at some point in time, I realized that the whole incident around knowing I was a bastard child had shadowed my perspective of my ability to be loved. I assumed somehow in the recesses of my mind that because people had been challenged with my birth, at my existence, and had tried to pretend I didn't even exist, I had interpreted that as meaning that I was unlovable. But here's what I'll tell you, is that I started talking about what I loved. I started feeling what love was in my own body. I started, and I'm not just talking about sex, which I know Lynette can talk about some here too, but I'm talking about sometimes love comes through sex, sometimes love comes through food, sometimes love is the experience of looking into the eyes of another person, sometimes it's the feeling of the sun on your face, sometimes it's the feeling you have when you're in nature or you're in a cathedral. Like, there is no one place. Sometimes love is the experience you have when you're giving freely to someone else. Love is a state of being, and when I could start to realize how true that was, it only came about because I had been committed to staying in touch with my desire for love. I just so stayed connected to my desire for love, no matter how many ways I felt like it wasn't mine to have. And that I wanted to share with you because that's the way to really stop it. Stop whatever's underlying the stories that, or the feelings, or the unconscious things that are brewing that have you feel like you are a victim to your own life. Start with your desire. Hone it. Love it. Talk about your desire as real. Ask for help about it. Study it. Like, totally embrace whatever it is that feels like a higher calling of desire. For me, it started with love. Today, it is speaking of love and healing and transformation to people around the planet, because I feel like this is what my work is today. And only somebody who had been essentially unlovable, or thought she was, could have a mission this big. So I'm grateful for all of it. And you have a mission as big as what you're made for. So fall in love with your desire. Fall in love with your desire.
I love that. Fall in love with your desire.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. I know, as we get the, I have heard people say, you know, like, well, isn't that selfish?
Mm-mm.
And it's the selfishness that we need. Because if we're happy and fulfilled and have our needs met and are living our passion, then we're radiating that to everybody, to the whole world. You know, when we put ourselves down and think that, oh, you know, I'm not, oh, I can't do that. Or, you know, we're kind of pulling everybody else down too. So this is the kind of selfishness, if you want to call it that, that we all absolutely need. I love that. Fall in love with your desire.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of desire, I know that you have a desire two-pack gift.
I do. I felt playful when I named it.
So how do we get the desire two-pack?
Great. So this is a free gift that I want to offer you because you are listening to this great show with Lynette. And sorry, I was hearing something from somewhere else. So here's how you can get it. We've got a special sign-up page, and you can go to TamberaHark.com/desirebonus. And that's all lowercase, so I'll spell it all for you again. It's TamberaHark, TamberaHark.com/desirebonus. No spaces, no hyphens, no underlines, just desire bonus. And when you put that in, it'll take you to a special sign-up page. You'll see a little video from me. You can sign up there, and we will send you an MP3 recording for a guided meditation or visualization of tapping into or awakening to your desire. And then the second part, because we said it's a two-pack, the second part is an excerpt from my book, Sacred Truths, on the chapter that's called True Desire is Your Key to the Universe.
Mm, love it.
Mm-hmm. I love saying it that way, too. It's like, your key to the universe. And I would be happy to share these two gifts with you. And we just put it together as a packet like this just in the last week. And I just thought, how perfect to share with you.
Wonderful. So, TamberaHark. TamberaHark.com / tell me again. I was
it's TamberaHark.com/desirebonus.
Okay. TamberaHark.com/desirebonus. Got it. I'll be going there and getting that for sure. Get your desire two pack.
Mm-hmm.
yeah, I listened to what you're saying and then my mind has started going into feeling what I desire. And enjoying having permission for that. So thank you. And no, for me, it's not all about sex. it's been so fabulous having you on the show, Tambra. You are such a dear. And thank you so much for being brave and strong and in your passion, living your desire and your dream, and sharing that with all of us today. And thank you for sharing your humor and your strength and beautiful, beautiful rest of the day and weekend to you, my dear.
Thank you so much. And to you, my friend. Happy
and
to
thank you.
I just want to say I'm happy to imagine you dancing into the waves in the cold ocean.
Yeah, it's called the cold water dance, I guess. Okay, thank you everybody for tuning into the show today. So next week on Opening to Ecstasy, we're going to have Barb Verkand. She's a passion coach and certified passion test facilitator. And I have to say, I've never seen her last name before. I've met her. She's a wonderful woman, and I may have pronounced that incorrectly. But she is fabulous. She's a passion coach and certified passion test facilitator, and she is passionate about helping women discover their own inner strength through the way they see themselves. And next Friday, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, the show will be Living Your Passions. Living Your Passions is knowing what is most important to you. When you live from your passions, you have more clarity and certainty in your life. When you're clear, what you want will show up in your life, and only to the extent that you're clear. So show up next week, and we'll get clear. Thanks for being here. Many blessings.
You've been listening to Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette, radio for your body and soul. Tune in each Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific Time, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for more of Opening to Ecstasy Live with Lynette. Contact Lynette at OpeningToEcstasy.com or OpenLiveNow.com or call 541-982-2707. That's 541-982-2707.